Hi there, this is John, John Highman again, and we're now getting to Section 4. Now, before I start Section 4, I want to remind you of the high value of all of the ideas in Sections 2 and 3. And I hope by now you are practicing the ideas in Section 2 and 3 frequently. Go back over that material over and over again. So Sections 2 and 3 will lead you to Section 4, which is all about closing, the issues of closing transactions. So again, we have different lessons here for you. At the end of all of it, we have a master copy of all of the slides that we've used, which you may wish to use, print, and write notes on, but that's up to you. But the main trend here is to go through the lessons individually and understand them. So at the start of Section 4, the first lesson is about the four characters of clients and how to work with them. Because in business today, you must recognize the psychology of the four characters. They exist in business, not just commercial real estate, but business. So when you understand the four characters, and we'll help you do that, when you understand that, you'll know who you are talking to and what their main character is. When you do that, you'll understand how you should be talking to them when it comes to your property transaction or activity. Of course, you'll also understand your main character yourself. So use the first lesson, which is the four characters, as a basis or a foundation of going further with your negotiations with many different clients. And they're all different. Expect them to be. In the other lessons, we've got some great words and phrases for you to use. Some of those words and phrases you can drop into your presentations. Again, you should practice them. We've got some great lead-in statements for you to look at and see if you can use them in sales or leasing, also property management. Now, in the middle of the section, we've got a particular lesson called Power Questions. It's a very special section. Power questions are ways of responding to the challenges that are thrown at you when it comes to commercial real estate today. Of course, many clients, many prospects will throw curly questions back at you to try and put you off. Now, the Power Question module will give you a way of handling that. So please spend time on that. You might need to listen to it 4 or 5 times to understand it deeply so you can get the phrases right and use them yourself at any particular stage of ongoing transactions in the future. Then there are the other modules after that, all about preparing for a close, a negotiation close. I'm also going to talk to you about the anatomy of a close in brokerage and the 5 stages of that as well. And we'll give you some samples of closing in a brokerage transaction. So that indeed is Section 4. Plenty of things to think about, all about closing transactions, be it for marketing, leasing or sales or property management, and all the twists and turns that we have to deal with in brokerage. So on with the module. Enjoy the module. Get the ideas from that. Keep your notes. Practice what you do and you will win more business. That's how you engage with more people and win the business.